Welcome to Jacobs Field in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Brian Hunter. Batting second. The second baseman, Delino DeShields. Batting third. The first baseman, Mark McGwire. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Brian Jordan. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Ray Lankford. Batting sixth. The left fielder, John Mabry. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tom Lampkin. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Luis Ordaz. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Manny Ibar. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The shortstop, Omar Vizquel. Batting third. The DH, David Justice. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jim Thomey. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Manny Ramirez. Batting sixth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Mark Whiten. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Travis Fryman. Batting ninth. The second baseman, David Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dave Burba. And now, play ball. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hunter strikes out. 1 out. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1-1. DeShields hits a pop-up towards the mound. Burba settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark McGwire is at the plate with a count of 2-2. McGwire hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Jordan hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2-2. There goes Lofton. The throw from Lampkin and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Vizquel hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Lofton moves to third. 1 out. David Justice batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Justice hits a fly ball into left field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Thomey is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Thomey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomey scoops it up and throws to first, with Burba covering, for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Gaetti hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Ramirez strikes out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Mark Whiten, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Ibar covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Lampkin is hit by the pitch. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Vizquel is 0 for 1 in the game. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. DeShields fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lofton moves to second. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 0 for 1 in the game. Justice hits a line drive beyond short. Ordaz can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Lofton scores. Vizquel moves to third. It's Cardinals, 1, Indians, 1. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Thome is 0 for 1 in the game. Thome hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Indians 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. DeShields is 0 for 1 in the game. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Jordan is 0 for 1 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. Ramirez hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. There goes Ramirez. The throw from Lampkin and he is safe. Ramirez steals second. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 1 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Ibar covering, for the out. Ramirez moves to third. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Fryman is 0 for 1 in the game. Fryman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mabry. Fryman reaches second base with a double. Ramirez scores. It's 2-1, Indians. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Jordan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 1 in the game. Lankford hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mabry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mabry hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cardinals, 2, Indians, 2. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. Gaetti takes first base on ball 4. Tom Lampkin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lampkin is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lampkin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luis Ordaz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ordaz is 0 for 1 in the game. Ordaz hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Gaetti moves to second. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hunter is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunter hits a line drive beyond short. Vizquel can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. There goes Gaetti trying to get to home. Whiten throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Gaetti, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Ordaz moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 2, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Ibar covering, for the out. One out. Omar Vizquel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Vizquel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vizquel for the out. Two outs. David Justice is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Justice is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Justice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 2 in the game. Tomey hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ramirez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6. With the score, the Indians 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. DeShields is 0 for 2 in the game. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. two outs. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Jordan is 0 for 2 in the game. Jordan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Verbo fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Alomar is 0 for 2 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Whiten is 0 for 2 in the game. Whiten strikes out. Two outs. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fryman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ordaz scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ray Lankford is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Lankford is 0 for 2 in the game. Lankford strikes out. Alomar drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Lankford out. One out. John Mabry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mabry is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Mabry hits a fly ball into right field. Ramirez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gaetti is hit by the pitch. Tom Lampkin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lampkin is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Lampkin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Witt now pitching. David Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lofton is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lofton for the out. Two outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Vizquel hits a pop-up into left field. Mabry settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Willie McGee pinch hits for Luis Ordaz. Willie McGee is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brian Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Delino DeShields is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeShields is 0 for 3 in the game. DeShields hits a ball on the ground towards short. Vizquel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Paul Shuey now pitching. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGuire is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a line drive towards short. Vizquel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Cardinals 2. The Indians will come to bat. David Howard now playing shortstop. David Justice is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Justice is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Justice hits a fly ball into center field. Lankford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thome is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thome hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-2, Indians. Manny Ramirez is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Alomar is 0-for-3 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive beyond first. McGuire can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Ramirez moves to third. Mark Whiten is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Whiten is 0-for-3 in the game. Whiten hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire juggles the ball. That's an error on McGuire. Ramirez scores. Alomar moves to second. It's 6-2, Indians. Travis Fryman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fryman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Fryman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Alomar scores. Whiten moves to third. It's 7-2, Indians. David Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mabry. Bell reaches second base with a double. Whiten scores. Fryman moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Indians. Curtis King now pitching. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Lofton hits a pop-up towards third. Gaetti settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Omar Vizquel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vizquel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vizquel strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 8, and the Cardinals 2. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jose Mesa now pitching. Brian Jordan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Jordan is 0-for-3 in the game. Jordan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Lankford batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lankford is 0-for-3 in the game. Lankford hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thome scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lankford for the out. 2 outs. John Mabry is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Mabry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mabry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 8, and St. Louis Cardinals, 2. Goodbye from Jacobs Field in Cleveland.